Around this time, a year ago, the world was rushing relief supplies to the Kashmir region of Pakistan. An earthquake measuring 7.6 hit on October 8th, killing more than 73,000 people there. It was a huge humanitarian crisis, requiring a huge response. Aid groups brought in food, tents, medical supplies, and set up scores of refugee camps.
Think of yourself, for example, in a camp with refugee children, and around you can hear then the sounds of camp life, of the families going on with their daily business, often standing perhaps in relief lines for food, for water, for medical assistance.
That's Ellen van Kamthout of the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. She's responsible for a different kind of emergency relief, education. And one tool important to her work is called the school in a box. That's literally what it is, a metal box resembling a suitcase filled with all kinds of classroom supplies. 10,000 kits have been distributed throughout Pakistan over the past year, and she brought one to our studio.
Yeah, so this is a box for, it's aluminium. And it's very sturdy. It has two handles on the side with which it can be lifted, although it's not easy to lift.
How much does it weigh?
It weighs 110 pounds. So it has materials for 80 children and one or two teachers. The idea is that the materials can be used in two classrooms in shifts. So this is the box, and it's a storage box. So it has a lock as well. And there are many materials for children. These are rulers, and these are
curious plastic rulers, not wooden.
They're plastic rulers. Yeah, that is always a big discussion: should they be wooden or should they be plastic? But I think that we found these in the end easier to use.
And probably lighter, also, since that box is so heavy.
Certainly a lot lighter. Indeed, this is a heavy box. And the idea of it is mobility. And sometimes we have to transport these boxes on horses, on donkeys, on small boats, in canoes. So weight is an important factor.
And this is universal in the sense that there wouldn't be any kind of language barrier here.
Absolutely. All the items here are culturally neutral and non-specific. So these are all the core materials that teachers and children need to in a classroom. So they are notebooks, they're pencils, they're pens, blocks for math, there are posters for language learning, but none of them are culture specific. But what we do is we encourage our country officers to supplement the box. For example, in Pakistan, we provided supplementary reading materials with the boxes in the local languages in Urdu.
I must ask you about certain criticism that UNICEF has received behind this program. Some have said that the money that is spent on these boxes, on the materials, on the delivery, and on the promotion of this program would be better spent in the form of direct aid, food, water, shelter for people in troubled areas. How do you answer that?
Well, we look at the needs of children as a children's organization. And if you listen to what children want, and what they prioritize, and what parents want, and what they prioritize, it is education for their children. And so we are committed to help restore educations in situations of emergencies. It is a really very powerful tool to help restore normalcy and a sense of community life. And for that, it is really very important, and you have to look beyond the immediate to the larger impact that it has.
Ellen van Kamthout, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Ellen van Kamthout is UNICEF's Senior Project Officer for Education in Emergencies. Next, we hear from a teacher, Shagufta Sheikh, in the Government Girls Higher Secondary School, Gujra, in Muzaffarabad, Pakistan. Last fall's earthquake largely destroyed the Gujra school, but aid workers say none of the girls were hurt. Weeks later, the school reopened with the help of UNICEF tents, and for the younger girls, two school-in-a-box kits. Sheikh describes their reaction.
When I opened that box, we find a lot of things, pencils, rubber, sharpeners, paints, brush. When I display those things in front of children, they became really happy. When I give them different color pencils and told them that you make your own imaginary things, Really, it was somebody else draw the trees, plants, mouses, cats. Really, it was amazing and marvelous.
Hundreds of girls continue to attend lessons beneath the Gujra school's tents. And although life in Muzaffarabad remains far from normal, Sheikh says education lifts her students' spirits.
School is very important for children. School provides them recreation. School provides them games. School gives them player. It was only the school that give them some magic, give them some motivation. So school is very important for them.
That's Shagufta Sheikh of the Gujra School in Muzaffarabad, Pakistan. She was talking about UNICEF's School in a Box program.